This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The official Marketplace macroeconomic word of the day today is gnarly. That's because this morning we got the first, albeit unofficial, glimpse at the havoc Omicron has wrought with the American labor force. The payroll processing company ADP says private companies cut 301,000 jobs in January. That is the first net loss since December a year ago, and it's the biggest loss since the scary early days of this thing. Come Friday, we're going to get the official tally, January jobs numbers from the Labor Department. And just how gnarly those numbers are is going to depend on something called the reference week, the specific 7-day period every month when the Bureau of Labor Statistics goes out and asks people about their job situation and asks employers about their payrolls. Now, as it happens, the January reference week was January 9th through the 15th, which also, as it happens, was just about the peakiest peak of Omicron in the United States. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains what that might have meant for January's jobs.
The jobs report is based on two surveys, one household survey, that's what generates the unemployment rate, and one employer survey, that's what generates the total jobs we added or lost. Both basically use the same reference period for almost every month, the week that includes the 12th. Why the 12th? Catherine Abraham is former commissioner of the BLS.
Because in part, that avoids major holidays. It doesn't include Memorial Day weekend. It doesn't include the 4th of July.
If we all barbecued and drank beer on July 15th, that could screw up stats like the hours we worked or how much we got paid. And using the same week every month also ensures you can more fairly compare January to February and February to March and so on. Because what Abraham says really matters is the trend.
People are understandably very focused on that new information. But I think it's more informative, really, to look at what the trends over a somewhat longer time frame have been.
If a natural disaster hits during one month's reference week, it can mess things up a little. And in the case of Omicron in mid-January,
it's like a blizzard and a hurricane hit the U.S. all at the same time.
Nick Bunker is an economic research director with Indeed, a marketplace underwriter. The fact that Omicron peaked during January's reference week makes Bunker think we'll see especially bad job numbers in retail, leisure, and hospitality.
They are less likely to have paid leave, so I mean that people wouldn't show up on payrolls if they are out sick.
Even if they return to work next week, that doesn't mean we should dismiss January's jobs report altogether. Like most economists, Bunker considers the federal job surveys the gold standard.
In a period of time where millions of people all get a contagious disease, in a couple-week period, there are going to be distortions. But it is our best high-quality measure.
When the report comes out on Friday, Bunker says he'll just read it with an extra grain of salt. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.